I share my faith because I already know like how much love and joy God can bring to a person in their life, and I think that everyone really deserves to know that feeling.
Because I love God and want to share his message with the world.
I share my faith because Jesus loved us first and he calls us to love others in the world and in our lives.
Because I found great joy and peace in God, and I want everyone to be able to feel that and find that too.
Jessica, Maggie, Ben, and Sophia, you have just explained what being church is. I'm going to take a few minutes to unpack what you said, but you said it so beautifully, and you've affected over 2,000 people who have sat in this church over this weekend. Being church, you all spoke of having an encounter with the Lord. Not just one encounter, but many encounters. And the same is true for all of us. Our God encounters us time and time again. The danger we live with is we get so busy that we don't take time to sit back and reflect on those encounters and receive the graces that God desires to give. Prayer allows us to do that daily. Retreats allow us to do it in a more extended time when we pull away from what's normal and what's routine and just look back over our lives and ponder where we've encountered the Lord. That encountering of the Lord always leads to a decision, a purposeful decision. When we were baptized, we made a decision. God came and encountered us, and in the depth of love language, and love language is the only language an infant knows, God said, I am yours and you are mine. And as infants, we replied the same way, I am yours and you are mine. And a relationship began. Some people think those encounters are only one-time events, and those decisions are one-time events. No, they go on time and time again throughout our lives. Encounters leading to decisions, decisions leading to relationships. Part of my relationship with the Lord is a father-son relationship. He's father and I'm son. And as son, I still submit to him. I still surrender to him, which is not giving up, but rather giving over. Jesus is my best friend, but he's more than my best friend because he gave what a friend gives. He gave his total self. This is my body given for you. This is my blood given for you. My friend is my Messiah. And Messiah is the term I use to define the relationship. I am saved because of what he did on the cross and his choice to give it to me and leading me to say yes. And it's not me alone. It's many of us here in this church. And that relationship is a spousal one, thanks to the Holy Spirit. I enjoy a spousal relationship where the Lord says, I take you for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and health, I'll be there in life and death. And I say, Lord, I need the help to live that way with you again today because I can't do it alone. You see, the relationship keeps developing. And out of those encounters, those purposeful decisions, that ongoing relationship, people begin saying, Lord, what's your will? That's all I want to know is what's your will in my life? And please give me the strength to carry it out. And the Lord's will is that we love him, heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that we love others and ourselves as an expression of our love for the Lord. What the four of you so beautifully described and what you're doing is you are taking on the heart of Christ. And you are taking on the mind of Christ. When a relationship grows and develops, that's what we seek to do, to take on the mind and the heart of Christ. When the choice is there between loving God and loving self, a mind and heart conformed to Christ always chooses God first. When the choice is presented between living in the truth or deciding truth for ourselves, one who takes on the mind and heart of Christ says, Jesus, you are the truth. And I seek to know that truth more and more. And any power or control I have in my life, I yield to that truth. Taking on the mind and heart of Christ says, the other is always more important than myself. It's God first, others second, and I am third. So tonight I leave you with a question. It's the question Jesus asked the apostles right after he washed his feet. And the question is this: do you know what I have done for you? Do you know what I have done for you? From the moment of your conception, and the moment we started living in the wombs of our moms, do we know what the Lord has done? And as you say yes, then the command is to announce it. To announce what he has done. Before Jesus went up to heaven, he said to the apostles, go, make disciples of the nations. Teach them to carry out everything I've commanded you to do. Go and make disciples of the nations. How do we do that? How do we do that? There are lots of possibilities, but I'd like to offer you a phrase that many here at Holy Name have adopted. It's a phrase that flowed out of a retreat that they participated in. The retreat is called the Curcio Retreat. There are a lot of small groups who meet in homes and coffee shops here at Holy Name and other places. And here's one of the questions they reflect on. Be a friend, make a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. Be a friend, make a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. As you announce what the Lord has done to you and for you, as you talk about that purposeful decision you make again and again and again, make a friend and be a friend to that friend and announce what you've experienced to that friend. Bring that friend to Christ. And as you bring them to Christ, teach them to carry out everything that the Lord has commanded. And when they blow it and when we blow it, we know of God's mercy, because he wants nothing to separate us from him. Jesus, who is our Lord and Messiah, paid the ultimate price for our sins on the cross. The debt has been paid. And when we need to receive it, receive it. Go and make disciples. Teach them to carry out everything I've commanded you. And know that I'm with you. I bet some of you are saying, Father, I don't have a degree in theology. How can I do it? Father, I'm not holy enough. How can I do it? Father, I'm not good enough, or I'm not pure enough. Are you sure God's asking me? And the answer is absolutely yes. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the greatest artists in the history of humankind. Da Vinci was about to paint another painting, and so he got his canvas and he laid it out. And after he laid it out, he decided on the subject that he was going to paint. And after deciding the subject, he took his writing materials and he began sketching the outline of what the person would look like. And he planned the perspective so everything would be balanced and look just right. And then he started applying the colors. And shortly after he began painting, he stopped. He said to one of his students, "You finish this." The student was kind of taken back. And then the student began to protest. "Da Vinci, I can't do it. You are one of the greatest artists in the world, and you want me to paint on your canvas? I can't do it. I'm not able to. My talents don't match yours. I'm not able to." And Da Vinci did not argue with that student, but he did say this. He said, "Let what I've done inspire you to be your best." Disciples do exactly that. They look at what the Lord has done, and then they let it inspire them to be their best. And as disciples, that's what we're called to do. And the world is hungering to know Jesus. They are. They're hungering to know what we know, this relationship, this discipleship. And you are the one being sent. None of us will be in the classes you will be in tomorrow. You are sent to your schools. None of us will be in the places of work that you will be tomorrow. You are the one being sent. Each of us have our own private encounters with the Lord, but we are family, and they bring us here and they flow out from here. And so, go where you're sent, and then come back, and let's celebrate it next week. Let's draw strength from the Eucharist and the promise of the Lord that he has sent his Spirit. Next week is Pentecost. Go and make disciples. Teach them to carry out everything I've commanded you. Oh, by the way, I'm with you always, says the Lord, until the end of the world.